The Warriors hosting the Philadelphia 76ers for a Thursday night clash at Oracle Arena, and from the jump, it was an intense battle where Stephen Curry was making his mark from distance. 10 three-pointers on the way to a game-high 41 points. Kevin Durant motoring his way to 25 points on the night, while Draymond Green added 10 assists and 8 boards. And in his home debut with the Warriors, DeMarcus Cousins with 7 points, 6 assists, and 6 rebounds. In the start for Klay Thompson, who was out with an illness, Alphonso McKinney delivered 11 points, while Kevon Looney shining again off the bench with 14 points and 5 boards. Yet the Sixers take control in the third quarter and grab the 113-104 win.
And this is going to take us to the finish line. And the Philadelphia 76ers beat the Warriors. They've won 7 of their last 9 to 34-18. The Sixers keep this impressive road trip going. First win against the Warriors since the 2013 season.
Steve, you mentioned one of the good habits you wanted to keep seeing is taking care of the basketball. How do you feel like you guys did that tonight?
We didn't do that very well. We weren't there mentally. We weren't there competitively, and we got what we deserved. I thought they totally outplayed us in the second half. Should have had a much bigger lead at halftime, but we got really careless. And then they took it to us in the second half. We weren't ready. We didn't respond with competitive desire and intelligence and execution. So we got what we deserved.
I think everybody not named Steph was 1-for-20 from 3. Is that an energy thing, or did you like the shots you were getting for the most part?
I think the shots tend to go in more when you execute. We didn't execute. You know, we weren't setting screens. We weren't racing into our possessions like we've been doing lately. A lot of standing around. So I didn't love the offensive execution, and usually that leads to poor shooting.
How much did Embiid's power just kind of overwhelm you guys at times inside in that second half?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great player, that old school low post game at times. He'll go down on the block and he did a good job, but I thought we actually played solid defense on him. Loon did the best he could, giving up a lot of size. I thought DeMarcus battled him, but he's a great player. But again, wasn't about like a matchup. It wasn't about a play. It was about our approach to the game. And I thought it was a little bit of a pickup game out there. We're just out there launching, and we're just not playing with any mindfulness at all. And you can't do that in this league.
Did you plan to have Cousins close for the first time, or was that a flow of the game decision to get him in for those final 4 minutes?
It was planned that way. So we held him back in the first half to 10 minutes, knowing that we wanted to have him on for the final 4 or 5 minutes of the game, knowing that Embiid would be out there. And so, we got him at – we kept him at 25, which was good. That was one of the few positives that came out of the game was he made it through fine physically. It wasn't his best game, obviously, but he's continuing to progress and advance.
Do you see his rust most, like, in his isolation post-ups and, when you throw it to him on the low block?
Tonight, for sure. But it's a different matchup. When you got Embiid down there, he's a tough guy to score over. Last game, DeMarcus got several duck ins and sprint rim runs, sprinting the lane and getting layups, but he didn't get any of those tonight. But it's a more athletic, more physical team that we played against, so not really that surprising.
Steve, how serious is Klay's illness?
He's going to be all right. He's just sick.
All right. How do you see Alphonso fill in?
Alphonso was great. Did a really nice job. Came in, did his job, competed, defended hard, took the shots that were there. Did a really nice job.
When somebody is essential to your game plan as Klay is a late scratch, does it disrupt anything, or is it easy to kind of get over that?
Well, it disrupts the rotation a little bit, but that's part of it. That's just it's the way it goes, and we got enough guys. still got a lot of other talent out there. So enough to win, that's for sure. But again, we just didn't play well enough as a group.
A couple of more games on this homestand is Saturday evening. The Los Angeles Lakers visit. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.